I think they're going to be hunting for a bear.
And Harbor Beach is at Marlette, and we will have live reports coming in from that from our director of sports media relations, Kayla O'Neill, will be live from that game. Thank you, Kayla, for that. As we are 10 seconds away from finishing up this JV game, it looks like the Bad Axe Hatchets are going to hold on 59-53 with just 5 seconds left in regulation. It's time for a short break on Sports Radio 102.1. Keep it locked on the WLAW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops. Lakers at Bad Axe up next.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today, 989-872-3318.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta night. You'll save mucho dinero. This south of the border fiesta is just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry, tantalizing the most discriminating palate for just $7.95. Friday night, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for just $8.25.
'Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
You're listening live to the WLAW Sports Network presentation of Lakers and Bad Axe in our third broadcast of the season in our fifth year as partners, John Mooney and Clark Ramsey with your call. Well, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers enter tonight at 4-3 overall. Last year, mind you, they accrued a total of 3 victories all season. That's 1, 2, 3 victories. They're 0-1 in the Greater Thumb West, 1 game behind Bad Axe and USA. Lakers is coached by Ron Schwarzendruber, his first year at the helm for the green and white. Going by the numbers, Lakers score on average 45.5 points a game while allowing 49.8. So despite a winning record at 4-3, the Lakers have a negative balance of 4.3 points. The green machine is 3-0 at home, but 1-3 on the road. As visitors, the Lakers see their offensive production drop 8 points to 37 and a quarter, and in fact allow more points on defense as well at 54 and a half. So on the road, Lakers trail their opponents by 17 points. Now, John, we need, let's take a look inside that EPBP huddle.
Well, this is the first meeting between these two clubs this year, and Coach Ron Schwarzendruber, his Lakers, They have one of the youngest teams in the area. They start three juniors and two sophomores. They are led by Keegan Valentine and Brendan Wisner. I would say that of this team and of all the teams that we have covered this year, Lakers are improving every game, every time out. There's a spark there that hadn't been there before, and now these kids are starting to get it. They're being coached, and they are coachable. And so, you know, kudos to the Ron Swartz and Druber staff. They are doing, I think, a good job with the Lakers, and let's see what happens tonight.
Well, the Lakers captain along so far, let's take you back to last year first. They started out the season last year at 3-2 on the season, but then they followed it up with 15 straight losses. This season, the Lakers started out with a win, which ended the 353-day winning drought, and started this season at 3-0, going 1-3 since. We've talked about it off-air quite a bit, John, you just mentioned it, but for the first time in a number of years, we are seeing a spark inside that Laker huddle.
That spark is so good to see. I mean, after years and years and years of drought, I think the fans need to come out and support this team's effort. You know, to reverse the number of years of stagnation that has gone by. These kids play hard, and that is directly attributed to their coaching and the coaching staff. They're getting after it this year.
The Lakers are currently on a two-game losing streak. They lost to Marlette 2 days ago, 41-56. Tonight marks the end of a three-game road trip that started with a double-digit loss at Cass City, 15-point loss to Marlette, and now here tonight at Bad Axe. The Lakers host Harbor Beach and Vassar next week, and it very well might be a tall hill to climb the rest of the season. It's time for yet another short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the 7-0 Van X Hatchets on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk up, talk up, talk on the bum. Talk up, talk up, talk on the bum.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joes a 10.
We give Hard Joes a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And shave while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
It's a good crowd for a Friday. The regular crowd is shuffling in. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your broadcast tonight from Bad Axe, Michigan, as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with their new green jerseys are in town. The Bad Axe Hatchets are at 7-0 overall. That's the best in the Tri-County area and the best start in a long, long time as far as school history goes. They're 1-0 in league play, tied for first with USA and Lakers. Head coach for Bad Axe is Mark Krug, his third go at it. This time last